The Week in Music History this coming Sunday, the 8th of March, 1965, Bob Dylan's single Subterranean Homesick Blues was released in the U.S.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. A man in a trench coat, batch eyes laid off. Says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did.
The lead track from his Bringing It All Back Home album gave Dylan his first top 40 hit. I'll be playing the song on Sunday, and I'll tell you about the innovative film clip that they put together as well. And that was recorded at the Savoy Hotel in London. Who was involved there? Then a story about John Lennon. He was very captivated by this song. Details this coming Sunday during the Week in Music History. 9th of March 1987, U2 released their fifth studio album, The Joshua Tree, which features the singles Where the Streets Have No Name and I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. The album became the fastest selling in UK history and the first album to sell over a million CDs, spending a total of 201 weeks on the UK chart. It topped the charts in over 20 countries and became U2's first US number one album. Bono wrote a lovely song called What is that song all about? I'll be playing it this coming Sunday. And this song was also played on two episodes of a very famous TV series. Can you name the TV series? High School Classics this coming Sunday, 7 till 10 a.m. with me, Barney Simon, exclusive to Jacaranda FM.